This is John Batchelor, conversation with Conrad Black, my colleague. He is in Toronto watching the English language debate of the candidates for the Premiership of Canada soon enough. I was struck by Mr. Carney's avoidance of the topic of housing. That is a critical issue attached to the pocketbook issue for the Canadians, I read. Conrad explains, puzzled him too. Where is the Carney liberal position on what is to be done with housing after 9 years of said to be inadequate response for housing? Lots of immigrants, not enough room. Here's Conrad Black. Much more of this tonight about the last of the debates, the English language debates for the Premiership of Canada.
Well, you see, I think you put your finger on one of the vital points of the whole occasion and of the election. You will recall, and or maybe it wasn't in the clips you saw, but when that subject came up, and Pierre Poilievre pressed strongly and said what his government, if he was the head of one, would do, Mr. Carney's response was to invoke President Trump. Well, President Trump's only been the president for the last 3 months, and what has that got to do with it? And I suspect a lot of my countrymen, a large number of them who watched that, would have thought, but you might as well mention the man in the moon. We're talking about housing in Canada. What does the president of the U.S. have to do with housing in Canada? And he says that between now and the election, he will publish a much more comprehensive platform for his party, a policy statement than he has. And so I guess we're entitled to wait for it, but the debates are over now, so they haven't made an effort to get it out there in front of the country while he can still talk it over with his opponents.